Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on The Grave Talks, the unseen guests of the Anderson House Hotel, a conversation with Becky Shaw. Along the banks of the Mississippi River in Wabasha, Minnesota, stands the Anderson House Hotel, a place where the past never seems to rest. Opened in 1856, it's Minnesota's oldest hotel, and for almost 170 years, guests have walked its halls, often leaving with stories they cannot explain. One of the most enduring mysteries is the spirit known only as Sarah. Her story is unclear, her history uncertain, but her presence is undeniable. Guests and staff alike have reported the sensation of being watched, the sound of footsteps when no one is there, and the fleeting glimpse of a woman who vanishes before she can be approached. And she might not be the only one who lingers. For years, the Anderson House was famous for its cats, beloved companions that once padded through its guest rooms. Though the living cats are long gone, many visitors still claim to hear phantom purrs in the dark, feel the weight of something curling at the foot of the bed, or see shadows shaped like cats darting through its halls. We step inside the Anderson House Hotel with partner Becky Shaw to uncover its history, its hauntings, and the mysteries that still prowl its corridors. So, Becky, thank you so much for chatting with me today about the Anderson House Hotel. It is the oldest hotel located on the Mississippi River in Minnesota. And it goes way back, doesn't it?
It sure does. All the way back to 1856.
And it has been a hotel this whole time?
It has. Wow. Yeah. So it started out originally with 5 rooms in a restaurant. And it was originally named the Herd House. I think it's B.H. Herd is the one that built it. He knew that with the railroad going through the area, that it was going to be a hot spot for traveling salesmen. And so just because of the trade industry was flourishing and stuff like that. And he wanted a place for people to be able to stop, have a meal, get some rest. And it proved to be true. And so a few years down the road, him and his son-in-law put an addition on, and it ended up being 50 rooms.
Because I was going to say, when you first said how many rooms it was, I'm like, I'm confused because it looks quite large by the pictures.
Yeah.
They added on 50 rooms.
50 rooms.
Wow.
Yep. And so basically it was just a room with a heater in it, you know, just very tiny room, a bathroom on each level. And they were shared. It was a hot spot for weddings. A lot of people got married at the Herd House. It was a spot where doctors would come and see patients. So back in the day, they had doctors that would do optometry or even stuff for like anxiety, different things like that that were new and upcoming. And so they would have a room at the Herd House, and they would advertise in the newspaper, and people could go there and see them. So it was actually a pretty busy hot spot for the Herd House. And that's when they actually put electricity in as well, when they put the addition on. So that was a huge thing. And that was in 1887, I believe.
That's when they put the electricity in?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That was pretty... Yeah. I would think there was,
Know? Yeah. So yeah, that was the thing back in the day. And so then they decided to sell it in 1909, and that's when the Andersons bought it, and they changed the name to the Anderson House Hotel.
So it was very forward thinking for its time, because railroad was going to come through. It's just a block or two off of the Mississippi River. It's really close, right?
Well, very close. We're just a block up from the river.
Far enough in case the river floods, you're far enough away. My sister lives on the Mississippi. I've seen when it floods.
So this is the strange thing. And maybe, you know, it kind of falls in line with the paranormal too. But being a block up from the river, we have not flooded since we've owned it. And there has,
awesome.
They had a major flood 2 years ago.
They did.
You know, and everybody was flooding, and we did not hit it even at the peak, which was amazing. So I don't know if the Anderson House is just sitting on this little hill or what, but surrounding areas all around the Anderson have flooded. So it's pretty wild.
That's remarkable.
Not. Yeah.
But you know, with the railroad and the Mississippi, there would have been a lot of commerce there. You know, the demands for a hotel, I would think, would be quite high.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of the barges and stuff, moving supplies up and down the Mississippi as well, not just the railroad, but a lot of that, you know, drew people in as well.
So you bought it. Now, you are a partner in the hotel. And
correct.
You and your partners bought it in 2021. So is it kind of, do you all run it together? Are there some silent partners, some more involved in owning it?
Yeah. Everybody, so there's three gentlemen and myself. We've had a little bit of interchange, but everybody kind of has their role in it.
Good.
You know, a silent partner. I'm more the operations, and I'm the one kind of, I like to say, the boots on the ground. I'm the one that's there front and center. I've got another partner that does, you know, like the books or the accounting, keeping up on that kind of stuff. And then I have another partner who I work with pretty closely when it comes to, you know, where we want the hotel to go, what we're trying to do with it, whether it be renovating or, you know, we opened the restaurant 2 years ago. You know, just what do we see for the hotel, and how can we get it back to what it was in its glory days?
Because it's still a great location for a hotel.
Oh, absolutely. you know, it's a small town, so there's not a whole lot going on. But, you know, what it has going for Wabasha is the National Eagle Center. It's got the oldest hotel in Minnesota, you know, and it's got Slippery's. If anybody watches Grumpy Old Men, they wouldn't be familiar with Slippery's. It's right on the river. And so there's a lot of really neat things for Wabasha besides it just being a beautiful area.
It is beautiful. I looked it up, and it's not out in the middle of nowhere. It's like, seems like it was within an hour of Rochester, an hour and a half mm-hmm. from St. Paul, something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, you're close to metropolitan areas. So I think location-wise, it's perfect.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is the Great River Road. We have so many people that travel the Great River Road just for sightseeing, especially in the fall, because it's so beautiful on the river and things are changing color. And so we get a lot of travelers that way as well.
Now, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself, because the reason, obviously, we are talking is I'm totally into the paranormal, and I've seen some things that you might have hauntings at your hotel. So mm-hmm. before you got involved with the Anderson House Hotel, were you interested in the paranormal on your own?
Yeah, actually. So I have been doing a lot of investigating for quite a while. My other half and I have a paranormal team as well, Northern Shadows Paranormal Research Team, and we've been doing this for quite a few years, and been to many different locations, whether it be hotels, whether it be abandoned properties, or even cemeteries. Actually, we've done a lot of investigating ourselves, just because we like, you know, that mm-hmm. you know, seeing history and what's out there, and you know, kind of, it's kind of, for us, it's kind of like a puzzle piece. You know, things kind of get put together, and you know, leading back into the hotel, something new happens all the time, and it fits the story of the hotel, and it's just like putting a puzzle back together. It's pretty cool.
I would think, as someone who investigates, that it would be very different to have a location where you're at, not just whenever you want, but you work there. So you're going in mm-hmm. and out of there every day. So you're very familiar with the building. You're very familiar mm-hmm. with the people who work there. You know, it's your family. Mm-hmm. And I just think that would present a whole different way to look at the paranormal when you're that tied in. Did you kind of discover that?
Yeah. You know, I kind of went through different stages, to be honest with you. So, you know, just thrilled about being part of a paranormal hotel. You know, you're always, you know, you start out always like looking and hoping something will happen, you know, and then when it does, you're like, oh, this, you know, you're excited about it. And then it gets to the point where you're going about your day working and things are happening and you're not even expecting it to happen, and things just happen all the time. And, you know, things that are just, you know, unexplainable. And it's to the point where I just talk to them like they're right standing right next to me when things happen. It could be a vase falling over. It could be, you know, just seeing an apparition. And I just start talking to them like, oh, hey, how are you? Or here, kitty, kitty.
Well, we do have and I do want to talk about that, because the previous hotel, I think it was when it was the Hurd House, or no, it was mm-hmm. the Anderson House Hotel, wasn't it? That they had cats. And yes. You all actually got to snuggle with a cat at night.
Yeah, so that started back in the 70s when John Hall owned it. John was the last Anderson. It would have been great grandma and grandpa Anderson for him. He was the last Anderson to own the hotel. And they had a house cat, and a traveling salesman came through, you know, had a hard day, and he was beat, and their cat followed him up to the room and decided he wanted to stay in his room. And so they brought him, you know, they brought him food and toys and litter box and all that kind of stuff. And so when he got up in the morning to leave, he said, you know, it was just like being at home. You know, that was the best sleep I'd have, having, you know, a cat there with me. I felt like I was at home. And he was like, you should do this all the time for your guests. Well, that kind of, you know, sparked their imagination, I guess you could say. And next thing you know, they had up to 15 cats at one time. You could rent out a cat or check it out, more or less. They all had their different names. They all had their different personalities. And you could say, oh, I want, you know, a playful cat, or I want an older cat, or, you know, you could kind of pick and choose, you know, if you wanted Ginger that night or you wanted Arnold. And so it became a hot thing, and it was known all over the world. There's articles written all over the place about the cat hotel. And Morris, the cat, was an orange tabby, and he weighed about 30 pounds. And he was the one that was the most sought after cat, which is hilarious to me.
That's a big cat. Yeah,
that's a big cat, yeah. And yeah, so it was a huge thing. We have articles hung up in one of our rooms, one of our public rooms for people to see, but it was known all over the world. People came from everywhere just to be able to rent a cat.
I just love that so much. Now, when you bought the hotel, it had sat empty for a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, the previous owners that we bought it from, it had sat empty about a year, I want to say, 6 months to a year. I can't exactly remember the time. And they had had it, they actually had it for quite a few years before we bought it. The difference is that they did not open up the restaurant. And so we actually, that sat empty for quite some time until we took over. And so that's been open now for about 2 years. We've had that bar and restaurant opened up. And the bar is in the basement. It's a speakeasy. It's a pretty
cool
space.
Love that idea.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So really, this has been a hotel, I think you could say, continuously since 1856. Mm-hmm. That's something else.
Correct.
So
next year we'll be 170 years old.
Wow. You're going to have to celebrate that the entire year.
Exactly.
Get on that now.
So
are you from Wabasha then, that area?
I'm not. I'm actually from Duluth.
So did you have had you heard of this hotel and thought, this sounds interesting, or was it, that's a great business opportunity, or a little bit of great business opportunity, and maybe it's haunted, bonus?
Yeah. So strange story, actually. How do I start this? I actually was working in corrections at the time that this
Well,
came
that's
along.
A different and profession than this.
Very much so. Very much so. And so one of my partners now, I had met him through working at the courthouse and security and stuff like that. And so for the sheriff's office. And so they had actually purchased a hotel in Rush City, the Grant House Hotel. And he knew I was into the paranormal and said, hey, you should come check it out. So I went there, checked it out. And at some point, COVID hit. And we were like, I asked him if I could come run his hotel for him. And, you know, interesting thought, you know, he's like, well, let's, you know, see how this goes. We'll hire you on as an employee. And then next thing you know, they bought the Anderson and then asked if I would be willing to be a partner of the Anderson House Hotel as well. So that's kind of how I got into the hotels. So yeah, it starts out with the paranormal and trickles on down to the Anderson.
That's interesting, because it could have been a business opportunity that had nothing to do with the paranormal. So you really kind of got, for you, the best of both both worlds there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Every day you're on a paranormal investigation while you're at work.
Exactly. Exactly. You never know what's going to happen.
So I wanted to ask a little bit about you and the history with the hotel, because I wanted to circle back about the cats. Do you think there are ghost cats in the hotel.
Oh, mm-hmm. There definitely are ghost cats there. You'll hear meows. You can feel them rub up against you. You'll see little shadows on the floor, you know, run across like a wall or something like that. There's definitely kitty spirits there. And on two separate occasions, one occasion we were having a group of paranormal people on a weekend, and there was about 15 of us sitting in the lobby talking normal level conversations. And there was probably 5-6 different conversations going on. And out of nowhere, you heard the loudest meow. Everybody just kind of stopped. And a friend of mine goes, "Did you hear that?" I'm like, "I heard it way over here." And it was a cat had meowed by the fireplace where he was sitting, but you could hear it plain as day.
And that kind of haunting. Yeah, because that kind of haunting, when you hear something like that, you actually expect it's a cat. You're like, "Oh, where's the cat? A cat got in," you know? And that would be so interesting that everyone would hear it and there's no cat.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we had talked before about I bring my little Olive down there. And I'll tell you what, you can tell when she's playing with another cat there that isn't there.
Really?
she goes crazy. She'll, you know how they always say cats, you know, kind of get a little bug and their ears go back and they're wild looking. Uh-huh. She does that, and she's playing with them all the time. It's pretty funny. She loves it there.
Yeah, because if you have cats, you know exactly that look, because my cats do it every night right before bed. They have this little WrestleMania thing they do.
Yep.
And that's... But that would be so interesting to only see half of the WrestleMania. I'd be like, where's the other half of this?
I do have one other kind of cool story. So my manager at the time, she had just had a baby, and we're pretty low-key at the Anderson house, pretty family-oriented. And so I let her bring her newborn to work, you know, to... So it would help her so that she could come and do some housekeeping or whatever. And I had my housekeeper and my manager there, and she had laid her baby down on a bed in a room, and she was outside in the hall. And both my housekeeper and my manager saw a cat walk into the room, and they looked at each other and said, "Did you just see that?" And she's like, "Yeah, oh my goodness." And so they hurry up and went into the room, and there was nothing in there, of course. So they saw the cat walk in, but there was no cat in the room, but you could see the indent on the bed where the cat was laying next to the baby.
Oh, it gave me goosebumps, but in a very beautiful way. That is like such a story like that to me. So touching, because those cats were there to bring people comfort. So my guess is the cats lived blessed lives. You know, they were well taken care of and loved on every night. And so it's kind of their job to continue, snuggling and watching over the people who are at the hotel, including a little bitty baby.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. The innocence.
Now, how long were you working there before you really did decide it was haunted? Because I'm going to guess you're like, fingers crossed.
You know, I guess I'm just one of those people that I know it's an old hotel. I know it's going to be haunted. It was never like me really guessing if it was going to be or not. You know, there's places all over the world, in every town, every city. The whole world has activity, I guess, you know, is what I would say. There's not one place that if you really wanted to find it, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's with your equipment or whatever, you'll find it. So I have no doubt that
I agree with you. I think a lot of times it's background, though, that they're not front and center. Like, I feel where I live, there's a little background going on. And so once in a while, like, my cat will get afraid to walk across my bedroom floor, for example. He just jumps from the nightstand to the bed to the chest of drawers out the door. And that's what he's been doing lately. So I had to have a talk. And I'm like, you know, something's scaring my cat. You got to stop it. And it got better for a few days. And now he's doing it again. I won't touch the floor in my bedroom.
But, that's funny.
But yeah, so I think, and I don't feel like I live in this super haunted house. I think it's very loving, mm-hmm. nice energy here. Mm-hmm. And so I agree with you. I think, and you know, we hear all the time, especially on our other Real Ghost Stories show, people will send in stories about, well, it's a new build home, so there's no way it's haunted. So we must have brought something in. And I'm like, back up. It can absolutely be. You know, you don't know what happened there before you built the house. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of things that could factor in, really.
Oh, exactly.
But when you're talking a hotel that was in operation since 1856 and all of the people who have come in and out of there, it just makes sense mm-hmm. that there would be something.
For sure. You know, and the thing is that... a lot of people get hung up on certain spirits or, you know, stories that have been told, whether they're true or they're fabricated or whatever. And a lot of people get hung up on like one particular spirit. But, you know, this was a highway for salesmen, you know. So mm-hmm. That's one thing I will say is like I really think that there's so many different personalities coming through here and so many different energies coming through here that, you know, we have one or two that do stick around, but for the most part, you're always going to get something different, someone different. It's just the way it is with the railroad. And, you know, we have the Mississippi River. That's a conduit, you know,
right.
You
and the railroad
came down that river.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when I was researching the hotel, you know, a lot of times I can find lots of information on hauntings and with this hotel, I didn't find a lot of different things, but I found a lot about one particular spirit. And I wanted to ask you what you felt. It said, the most famous ghost in the establishment is a female spirit known as Sarah. That story I found several places.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, when I got to speak with John Hall, you know, a lot of his family stories were passed on down to him. So I did ask about that. So there's two different stories about Sarah. One of them, you know, which I think is for the fear factor type thing. People have said like, you know, she committed suicide. She threw herself out the window. She threw herself down the stairs. You know, there's just different stories out there about that. And Sarah is a true person. She did live in the hotel for a period of time. She had, I'm not sure if it was her husband or fiance, but he worked on the boats. And the story that is a lot of people see out there is that she was waiting for him to come back and he never came back. And she was very distraught when she heard there was an accident and everybody on the boat had died. And with that in mind, then she committed suicide and, you know, cause she just couldn't go on anymore. But talking with John, he had said that Sarah actually did live in the hotel for a period of time and she lived a happy and full life. And, she did pass away in the hotel. One morning, she got up and she was, leaving her room and she actually had fallen down in the hallway and she had a brain aneurysm.
Oh.
So that is the story of Sarah. Yeah, and there's different version of it. I like, you know, John told me that version and I believe it to be true. So I guess that's better
because the idea of her being in so much distress and sanger, mm-hmm. excuse me, distress and anguish and sadness mm-hmm. and all of the emotions that would go with that. Yeah. I like the idea of it being quick and not at her own hand.
And I have had one or two mediums at our hotel. Now, I don't tend to tell them anything about the hotel. I let them kind of feel things out and I prefer that they just come to me and tell me what they have heard or what they've gotten from any spirits that are in there. And it was interesting that I had one that she stayed in Sarah's room and had many conversations from what she told me with her. And it was really quite crazy. She was getting a lot of headaches and things like that. She wanted her real story to be told, and she did not like what people were saying about her as far as like the suicide and stuff goes. And so that made me feel good that, you know, I'm trying to clear the air more or less. And so let people know, like, she did not commit suicide and, you know, she did live a happy life and because she's still here.
It really is that other story about her husband and all of that, that is kind of a common folklore story that you hear at a lot of different hotels. It's a lady in white, lady in black, lady in red. And there's a man that jilted them somehow. It's a husband that didn't come back. I think, you know, if you passed away, and that's tragic what happened to Sarah, but they're making her into this kind of folklore story of something that didn't even happen by the other story, you know, and I wouldn't want to be known as that if that wasn't my story. It's like, I had a wonderful life. You all make me look so tragic.
Right. No, I think there's a lot of things out there that are like that. And that's one thing I'm not willing to do is kind of exploit the hotel in that way. So if I can, you know, clear the air about whether it be about spirits, whether it be about, you know, just some stories or fabricated stories out there, you know, I want to do that because I think it's showing respect for the hotel, but also for the spirits that, you know, choose to stay there.
Right.
And so I just am not about making up stories that just aren't, you know, true. I'm going to say this, I guess, right now, is that to me, hauntings and paranormal activity or just having an active hotel are two different things. Like haunting, everybody thinks, oh, it's scary or, you know, it's demonic or negative or whatever. And it really isn't that at all at the hotel. It's just a really good atmosphere there. And everything that I've experienced there has been very peaceful, pleasant, playful. And it happens all the time. So you don't have to expect something that is scary in order for something to be haunted, I guess is what I'm getting at.
I think that, you know, over the last, I don't know, what would you say, 15 years or so, when there was a lot of paranormal TV shows on and everything seemed so dark. And there was always these really dark, tragic stories. And now it's YouTube is doing that. And so I think a lot of people expect that rather than a more pleasant haunting. You know, it might scare the crap out of me if something moves right behind me or something, not ready for that. It might be a good time to have a conversation, say, don't scare me. But it doesn't all have to be demonic with the get out in that demonic voice, you know?
Exactly.
I think it would be very disrespectful to Sarah or anyone else who's there to put out a story that's not her story.
Exactly.
Because, you know, there would be people who would come into the hotel and they would be like, Sarah, we know you're here. We know what happened with your husband. And Sarah's there like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Exactly. And then she goes and hides and doesn't come around at all. And then
exactly.
No activity whatsoever.
It's like, I don't need this crap. I'm just going to go hang out over here. And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the hauntings of the Anderson House Hotel with Becky Shaw. For more information, visit their website at theandersonhousehotel.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Husen for all of us here at The Grave Talks. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.